This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Happy Mother's Day. We're so excited about bringing the Word of God today. I've got Pastor Corinne with me, and we're going to be talking about moms. We're going to be talking about some things that Jesus did and some parallels that we see there. But first, we just want to say Happy Mother's Day. And we're just going to talk about some things in the Word of God that I'm excited about. And we see how that there's a parallel between things that mothers do and some of the things that Jesus did. And I really believe that's why mothers are so close to the heart of God. Won't you join us in a word of prayer? God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just touch our hearts. Lord, you know exactly what we need to hear today. You know exactly what needs to be spoken. So I thank you, God, you hold the words of life, God. And so thank you, Lord, that you'd stir us up, God, and let us hear things that will cause us to be successful and fruitful in our lives. Amen. 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 Well, I want to take a look today at Mark 10 verses 14 through 16. And let me read that with you real quick. Mark 10, 14 through 16 says, when Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. I know some of you think that Jesus never got angry, but it says Jesus was angry with his disciples. And he said to them, let the children come to me. Let them come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on their heads, and he blessed them. How beautiful. And you can see a parallel between what moms do and what Jesus did. And I think this is so incredible. You know, where would we be today if it wasn't for some of these great moms out there that they set us on our way? They helped us discover our faith journey. And the first part of this passage, Jesus says, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. Don't stop them from coming. And you know, I think about so many great moms that they removed obstacles that were in the way for their children to have a better relationship with Jesus. They, in essence, they were saying, let the children come to Jesus. Let the children have an experience and a relationship with Jesus. And so many nights, Pastor Corinne, I see you doing that with our kids, doing devotion with them, and just beginning to help them on their faith journey to discover their relationship and what that looks like with Jesus.
Yeah, I believe that we have to remember that we are a guide to them. We are ones that help them along the way, not to just tell them this is the right thing to do, this is why you do it, but provide opportunities for them to experience God, for them to hear God in moments like these, you know, when you're together as a family, or foster moments of them being on their own as well.
You know, I think it's so important that in the home we provide a space that the children can come to God, that we create moments where we pray together, we create moments where we talk about the things of God, we create moments where we read the Bible together, and moms have a great opportunity to do this, and so many moms have done this, and I want to encourage our young moms that are just starting out, or maybe you're saying, hey, I want to implement some of these things in my home. This is a great time to do it. We're quarantined, we're all together, we're stuck up in the house together. Make some good habits right now. Make some good devotion habits where you create space for your child to develop a stronger relationship with God. You know, I think this is so critical, and moms really take a leading role in this. I know a lot of times I get busy and I'm doing stuff at the church, and I see you going the extra mile to really pave the way for them.
I think it's important too, because moms, we have a lot on our plate, you know, and
yes.
And sometimes you might get frustrated, or maybe the kids aren't in the mood, you know, they're not always cooperative, but that's the opportunity for you to allow the Spirit to show himself strong in you. And that is also the opportunity for you to say, it's to them, it's not just about how we feel. You know, we're not led by how we feel, but this is something that is a priority in the home. You know, it's a priority to be able to come close to God and to do it together.
You know, the main place that the spiritual walk is developed is at home. That's why great moms and great dads have this responsibility that's on their shoulders, right, to set habits in place and set a culture at work in the home so that we open up a space that the children can come,
right,
to Jesus. And so this, I love this next passage of scripture. It says in verse 16, "Then he took the children in his arms, and he placed his hands on their head, and he blessed them." You see, first, Jesus took the children in his arms. He introduced them to the love of God. I think there's so many great moms out there that just model love in the home. They introduce their children to what true love looks like, godly love. And so the first thing that we always want to do in the home, and I encourage all of my moms and all of my dads out there, let them feel the love. Take them in your arms and introduce them to the love of God.
I think this applies not just to mothers, but I mean real mothers, but spiritual mothers as well.
Yeah, of course.
Anybody who's in a leadership position, what it does for you is when you take time, because I do this with the kids at night, when we go to bed, we have our devotion. I'll ask them what they're thankful for, you know, but then before they go to sleep, if I'm doing it, I'll lay my hands on them and I'll bless them. Sometimes he's able to come in and he'll do it as well. But it's so important, I think, when it says he laid his hands on them and blessed them, it teaches something that the blessing is important. You know, I think when you show that early, they begin to realize the blessing is important. It's important to be blessed by your parents. It's important to be blessed by the spiritual guides that have been placed in your life, to be blessed by God. And when you do that early on, it opens up the door for them to understand honor and blessing. And it's something that's taught from the moment that they were children.
Amen. You know, I think there's so much there. You know, first, he lays his hands on their head. I think there's an incredible responsibility that we have as parents. And I saw my mom do this really well. I see you as a mother doing this really well, is to transfer the wisdom that God has put on you to the children, to transfer. You know, we could call it an impartation.
Right.
You're actually, whether you're physically laying your hands in that moment or it's just by virtue of spending time and sharing your heart, you're laying your hands and you're laying the wisdom that God has given you and the experience, the spiritual experiences that God has taken you from, and the revelation that you've seen in the Word of God, you're laying that on the heads of your children. And so I think this is such a powerful truth, and I think it's such an important thing that we approach it. We approach our relationship with our kids with such respect and seriousness, because I don't know about you, but I want to transfer the very best of us to our kids. I want us to transfer, you know, not necessarily the stuff that I struggled with or the stuff that were, you know, mistakes that I made. I want to transfer the best of who I am, the best of what I've seen from God, the fruits of the Spirit that God has developed in my life. Those are the things I want to lay my hands on our children and see those things transferred into their life. And so I think we have an incredible opportunity as parents and mothers, you know, to really make sure that wisdom gets passed on. Every time a child does not receive everything that they're supposed to from their parents, from their grandparents, they have to start over from the Genesis stage. They have to start over from scratch. So even if they love the Lord, if there's no wisdom that's passed down, if there's no stories and testimonies that are passed down, they have to start over from scratch. So when a mom takes her hand and puts it on the head of a child, when a mom takes the knowledge and the information and the revelation and the testimonies from her life and she begins to impart those to her children, that's... you can't put a price tag on that.
You really can't, and you can't wait for somebody else to do it. No teacher, no Sunday school teacher, no other person outside of you, if you have been entrusted with this child, whether it be biological or not,
the responsibility falls on you first.
The responsibility falls on you. And I take that so serious. You know, I pray daily, God, give me wisdom. God, give me strength. Let me walk in the fruit of the Spirit so that my children can see the example and live it as well. Because I don't want to just preach at them. I want them to see the living example of me walking patience out, of me walking love out. And so it's important that we don't depend on other people to teach our kids these things. Well, maybe, you know, if they're going to a Christian school or if they're going to church, that's not enough. At the end of the day, the buck stops with us to be the parents that we need to be and spiritually guide the children where they need to go.
Amen. So great. And you touched on this a minute ago, and that is, so He put his arms around the children. He introduced them to love. He put his hands on the children. There was a transfer of wisdom, and he blessed them. You know, this is important that we're praying, you know, that we are speaking the type of words of life over our kids. And so this could be a declaration. This could be a prayer. You know, this could be a word of faith or the promises of God that we're reading over. I'm reading the promises from the Word of God, and I'm speaking those over my children. So this is an important part, moms and dads, to make sure that you do. And even if you don't have kids, you know, this is a great thing to exercise in your house, is to bless, you know. And so great moms bless their children, you know. I had the privilege, the distinct privilege of growing up with a mom that was a prayer warrior. I saw her model prayer in the home. I saw her model prayer at church. And she, you know, and she learned prayer from her mom, you know, which was a powerful intercessor. You know, kids learn so much from their moms, so much from their dads. And so they're looking up with these big eyes, seeing what type of culture that we're building in the home. Let it be a culture that blesses the children. Let it be a culture where they see you praying, where they see you on your knees, where they see you teaching them how to pray, where they see you making faith statements and declaring stuff over their life and over your family. This is so important to bless. The words of our mouth, life and death are in the very words that we're speaking in our homes.
It's so true. I grew up in a family where we're Hispanic. And so one of the things that that was always just a part of the culture was whenever I would see my grandparents, and when I'd see them and when I'd leave, bendición, which meant the blessing, you know, and they would say, well, you know, they'd give us their blessing. God bless you. And it was something that was very much a part of me growing up. And so even like with our kids, I teach them it's important. It's important to seek the blessing of God, to seek the blessing of those around you that God has put around you to bless you. But I just think it's just another testament as we read this where he says, you know, he was laying his hands and he began blessing them, to how good our God is, that he wants to bless us. He looks for opportunities to bless us. And so I think, you know, as parents, we should look for opportunities to bless our children, not just wanting them to do the right thing for the sake of that, you know, but really teaching them there is a reward with the blessing.
Amen. Amen. Well, there is an awesome responsibility, and we just thank all the moms that have come before and done a great job. And but also, we understand what type of responsibility there is for all the new moms and the moms that are still very much mothering through the primary years. And we want to pray with you today that you would have a culture in your home where you would take the children into your arms, that you would place your hands on their heads, that you would bless them, that you would create a culture that lets them come to Jesus and have a relationship. We've always been a church that has been about families, helping families, strengthening families, restoring families. Maybe today, if you don't have the perfect situation going on at home, you can still begin to put some of these things in practice. You can begin to make these right habits that are going to completely transform what your home looks like and what your family looks like. So today, we're going to pray for families today. And we're going to start with moms, of course, and then go to dads and the rest of the family, the children and the extended family. But I'm going to ask Pastor Corinne to lead us in a word of prayer today.
Father, I just thank you right now for everyone that is connected with us, everyone that's watching right now. And I pray, Lord, that your spirit would just surround each and every person, each and every family member, from the mother and the father to the children, grandparents, whoever's in the house. God, I thank you right now for filling every home. And God, I pray right now a special prayer for mothers, Lord. I pray that you would strengthen every mother that is within the sound of my voice. Lord, by the Holy Spirit, by your joy, God, I pray that they would be filled with your joy to be their strength. Where they fall short, Lord, that your spirit is there to be the strength that they need, to be the mothers that they need to be everything that they need to be in the home, God, to create an atmosphere of love, of worship, of bringing the children closer to you, God, of showing a godly example of a marriage in front of the children. God, I thank you, Lord, that it wouldn't be something contrived, but God, that it would be done by your spirit. And Father, I also pray, Lord, that you would just give wisdom to these mothers. Let them walk in wisdom. Let them walk in the fruit of the Spirit, that they would have the patience that they need to walk it out daily, God, and remind them, prompt them by the Holy Spirit that they are the guides. They are the guides and that they are more than just someone who helps to steer them and do the right thing, but God, that they are the guide to bring them to you. I thank you, Lord, for the fathers. I thank you, Lord, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them strength. Lord, that you would bind the marriages together, God, those that are married, Father, and those that are seeking to complete the family. God, I thank you for your hand being upon that. And that you would just continue to bring about restoration and peace in every home. I thank you for the children, Lord, that you would bless every child, God. Let them know your voice. Bring them closer to you, God. I thank you that they would know how special each and every one of them are to you, God, and to their parents, Lord. I give you honor for these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful prayer. I hope you grab a hold of that. Run with that. Make prayer a part of the fabric of the culture in your family and all these things that we talked about. You know, create a family culture that allows your children and your family to come to Jesus. Make your family culture one of love, where you wrap your arms around each other and remind each other. Don't wait till it's too late to show love. And then place your hands, transfer the wisdom that God has put on you, transfer that to your children. Share the things of God. Share the testimonies of God. Get together and share what God is speaking to you, the revelations that you're seeing in Scripture. And bless each other. Pray for one another and create a culture of prayer. Amen. What a great day. We pray that you have a blessed Sunday. God bless you. At Hope United, we are one family in faith. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.